Neil Delamere is coming back to Waterford this Saturday night. He's going to be at the Theatre Royal in Waterford on Saturday, March 19th. Brand new show. It's called Liminal. And he joins us on the line now. Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you guys too.
So your new show is called Liminal. Myself and Vinny had to look up this word because we did not know what liminal meant. But according to Wikipedia, it means to be on the precipice of something new, but not quite there yet. Very deep.
Yeah. Yes. You are not the first person who have not understood what the title is, and I include myself in this when my wife suggested we call it liminal. It means a kind of space in between two things. It's like the borderlands, as you say, kind of a transition period. And I suppose I call it that for two reasons. The first reason is because I think we are all in transition. But to be honest with you, the second reason is the more salient point is you normally name a show for the Edinburgh Fringe Festival in August, and they say to you in March, and they did this in March 2020, they said, what's your show called? And you have to call it something so generic that it can meet whatever you write in the end. So you can call it something that essentially means nothing and then hope that the intervening events then go and match what you called it. It's basically, if I said to you, you're having a child in 9 months, and you go, yeah, and I said, okay, well, tell me the child's name now.
Yeah.
And you have to stick with that name. So it's a kind of a similar thing. So usually I call my show stuff like The Fresh Prince of Delamere.
Or, that was very clever.
Creme de la Mer is one of my favourite titles of all time. I mean, you really looked out there, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Yeah, well, I have tried to change my surname for about five different ways. So I'm moving on to Neil, I think, for the next show time. But yeah, I'm just looking forward to being back out on the road. It's been great fun so far. And I'm very fond of the Theatre Royal. I did an RT special in the Theatre Royal about the Vikings. And it's just a brilliant theatre. It's like it's like the Olympian Dublin in that kind of three-tiered segment that they're really on top of you. So can't wait to get back to Waterford.
Yeah, it's great to be back. Both myself and Davian have kind of, only in the last kind of week, gotten back into live entertainment in Waterford. And I was at the Theatre Royal for the first time in about 2 years there last weekend at a Bell X1 gig. And you know what? Just the feeling of normality and just the crowd want it. So I'm sure you'll be met with a very kind of a crowd with an appetite for some laughs this weekend.
Yeah, I can't wait, I have to say. My experience so far being back out on the road is that the audiences are definitely mad up for it. And kind of, I think we're all more appreciative for the fact that we're actually out and in each other's company again, you know. Yeah. It was a bit weird for a while because when you're writing a show, I talk about things that have happened to me, I suppose. And when you're not allowed to do anything or go out for anything, the first part of it was like, okay, I have a lot about my dishwasher. I have a lot about stuff that's in the house and the cushions and my three-legged dog called Lola. But now I've done a few things. I will be down to talking with Dancing with the Stars. I will be talking about fittest families and stuff like that because, you know, just in the last few months, there's kind of been bizarre experiences that we can talk about. So, you know, there's plenty of grist in the mill there.
I hope you're going to be talking about House of Cards because Vincent Bradley over
House
here...
House of Games.
Or House of Games, I should say. Vincent Bradley over here is the biggest fan of House of Games
ever. I was
going
to say that in case I forget, surely the highlight of your career so far, I think I caught the repeat even though it was like maybe 2020 time it went out. There's two TV shows I want to go in. One is the Cube and the other is House of Games. So to be speaking to a House of Games champion, I'm blown away this morning.
House of Games champion who I've just recently been told, because it's the UK and there's always somebody who'll do a stat on it somewhere, when it was repeated, apparently I'm the only person ever to, and you'll know this, Vinny, because you're an avid fan, who has won one day and won the week overall.
Ah.
I think I would prefer to have won 5 days, to be perfectly honest with you, but I think we came second the most days and then won the last day. It's actually brilliant crack to do, I have to say. That Richard Osman is a fantastic host, and if people aren't familiar with it, it's basically 5 days of these bizarre games on BBC Two at 6 o'clock, and I'm waiting for my champion of champions call. That's what I'm really waiting for, to go up against the
all-star.
Yeah, I mean, you're no stranger to that kind of TV panel show anyway, and it's probably something that we've experienced more of because there wasn't the live aspect of being a comedian. So how have you kind of found one to be weighed up against the other? Like, you must be itching, or you were itching to get back out onto the road. Like,
it was great fun. I mean, we did stuff like, I did stuff for Radio 4 and 5 Live, and I do those kind of, you know, sports panel shows and news panel shows. But like, there's nothing, you're down the line, and there's been some amazing technologically skilled advances in the last couple of years, but there's nothing that beats people being in a room and you seeing their whites of their eyes, or them staring at you in judgmental silence. Well, you know, you have to up your game for something. There's nothing like that. And there's nothing like the, I mean, how often do you, when you watch something on your own, any sort of sitcom, even if it's brilliant, if you're on your own at home, the likelihood of you laughing at it is so much less than if you're in a room with like-minded people. So there's nothing that beats the immediacy of just people in a room. And part of my shows is so much, you know, the crack with the audience and messing around with the front row and the front couple of rows that you can't replicate over a Zoom gig. I mean, I did a handful of just Zoom kind of stand-up gigs. I did Sarah Millican's one, and like Sarah is so well known that she's like, she has a curated amazingly well. But apart from her one, you know, I did it one or two, and I was just like, nah,
that's I'm waiting for this.
Waiting for my real love to come back, which is people in a room and me talking about climbing
your dishwasher
in a bog in Wicklow with the happy pair and my dishwasher.
I mean, there's a show on that alone, surely, the happy pair experience.
Oh, well, yeah, if you do any sort of event with the effervescent balls of energy of the happy pair.
Yeah, I've interviewed them in a car, actually, for some reason.
Really?
Yeah, that was fun.
The car, or were they in the car?
The three of us were in the car, and we were driving around.
Right,
yeah, it was fun. It was fun. It was for the star and the Kajar. Do you remember that?
Now, I mean, you talk about tour names.
Big time.
There was a feature once on WLR called "The Star in the Kajar."
Yeah,
and I mean,
as in a Kajar.
I admired it. Somebody wrote that down, and you all were so polite. You went, "No, let's go with your idea. That's a fantastic idea. Why not wearing a sombrero in a pajero? That's a brilliant idea, Darren."
We're going to claim that one. We're going to edit that out, and we're going to go to the powers that be and say, we just had this brilliant idea.
Keith Barry stars in Hocus Pocus in a Ford Focus.
Genius. Keep going, Neil. Keep going.
I might as well go. We keep going with the car names, right? Why haven't Skoda come up with a goal or a campaign called Skoda Goal yet? And why haven't Toyota made one called I Will in Me Yaris?
Yaris on Uchteron. Surely they should do some sort
of
deal.
Stop now,
with
the Perrier. Look, just get a room, the Perrier, will you?
You can open for me in the Theatre Royal.
Vinny.
Vinny is just coming out doing a selection of some words that sound like other words for the first 25.
It would be like, I went to see Tim Vine in the Theatre Royal one night, and I've never seen anything like it. The amount of jokes that man tells in an hour and a half, it will be just pun.
Tim Vine, I brought Tim Vine swimming with dolphins in Australia several years ago, and we had the best crack ever. I will send you on the pictures. He's a lovely, lovely man. And in terms of jokes per minute, it's got to be him or probably Milton Jones or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. It's an experience, all right. Just bizarre. Blown away.
Right. So if you want to see Vinny and Neil Delamere at the Theatre Royal this Saturday night, Neil talking about his dishwasher and Vinny just coming out with pun after pun, then get your tickets right now, theatreroyal.ie. On a more serious note, you are doing a concert as well on Sunday night in Wexford, Stand Up for Ukraine. So fair play to you for getting involved in that. A couple of massive names as well.
There's a brilliant promoter in Wexford called Brian Byrne from Lantern, and he got on to myself and Des Bishop and Deirdre Kane and Rory Stories and Emma Dorn. We all said yes, just to try and do something. We've seen stuff in the news and raise a few quid for the people, the Irish Red Cross appeal for Ukraine. So
fantastic.
It's flying out the door, as I expected. So Irish people really take on the mantle with things like this. So I would imagine it will be a sold out show in the Wexford Opera House on Sunday. Yeah.
And you said, as you like your theatres, there is probably no more beautiful theatre in the country than the National Opera House at this time. So,
do you know, I have never been in it.
Oh, wow. You're in for an experience.
I have never been in the National Opera House.
You know,
only second to the Theatre Royal.
Only second to the Theatre Royal, of course, but it's just a magnificent, world-class venue.
Well, I should look forward to it. I'm the host, and then you've got some fantastic acts there. So come along and feel good about yourself for laughing, but also for supporting a very good cause.
Yeah. Listen, thanks a million for chatting to us. The final question that Vinny wants to know is, what prize did you come away with on House of Games?
Oh yeah, I've forgotten that.
I went for the toolbox.
Lovely.
Do you use
the toolbox? The sits in my garage, and you do get a trophy. They send you the House of Games Cup.
No.
And it is pride of place. There's an if there. there's a PPI award, but above them all is the shiny, shiny face of Richard Osman looking back out at me from a cup.
Quite right.
And the toolbox in the garage. Listen, thanks a million for chatting to us. That was brilliant fun. It's a well-needed laugh on this Monday morning. And you can catch Neil at the Theatre Royal this Saturday. Neil, thanks so much.
Good luck.
Thanks, guys.